1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So when you find something online that you want to share with our listeners, you submit it to the site as show prep. It will then be voted upon, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Now, the way to vote, it's a pretty simple process. You do have to have a free account on the site. Again, doesn't take long to set one up. Just set up an account, and once you're logged in, you can then click the upcoming stories link near the top portion of the page, and that will take you to the list of things that have been submitted by listeners just like you, and maybe even something that you submitted as well. And then you can vote right there, yes or, you know, plus or minus, do you like or not. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. There's a pretty outrageous story in the news here regarding the roll-your-own-cigarette filling stations. I've never actually seen one of these things, but I hear they are more popular in other areas of the country, big cities and other places where cigarette taxes are relatively high.
Are these like, are these like tobacco shops or cigar stores or something where you go in, or is this a head shop or something and they just provide this extra service for a fee?
They are essentially, maybe they are in some head shops, but they are basically vendors who let you come in, purchase loose tobacco, purchase the cylinders or the rolling papers, purchase the filters, and then you then put them in a machine, and you essentially manufacture your own cigarettes.
So you're still purchasing the product from them, and it's benefiting the cigarette industry and what have you through that.
It's benefiting an arm of the cigarette industry that is not taxed as severely as the rest of the cigarette industry. There was a tax increase that happened. I don't know if you recall this, but it was a couple of years ago now, maybe a year or so ago, where
it's been steadily increasing since it was $1.50 a pack when I started smoking.
Sure, but there was a big jump where they really jacked up the taxes, and let's see, I think I had the numbers here. There's a couple different articles. It was in 2009 when the federal excise tax more than doubled on cigarettes, and so to bring roll-your-own tobacco in line with smokes, they raised the tax on roll-your-own tobacco from $1.10 a pound to $24.78 a pound.
Wow.
So going from around $1 to around $25 per pound on roll-your-own tobacco. However, there was a law, portion of the law that allowed for pipe tobacco to not be taxed as much.
Oh.
So they raised pipe tobacco from $1.10 per pound to $2.83 per pound.
And that's just a little bit of a lower grade tobacco, right? It's a rougher cut.
Well, what's happening now is the companies that previously manufactured roll-your-own tobacco, many of them have started manufacturing the same product under a new pipe tobacco brand.
So, love the free market. Well, it's not free, right.
But the way the market responds.
Ingenuity. I love ingenuity.
Right. It's the way the market responds to these ridiculous government regulations that threaten to put them out of business. So, of course, these big mega manufacturers are pretty upset. They would rather people purchase their cigarettes than go and actually spend the time that's necessary, because I don't know how long it takes for this machine to make some cigarettes, but it's not an in-and-out-the-door kind of thing. I mean, you've got to get the stuff, put it in the machine, and wait for the machine to make the product. But essentially, the stores exist as a runaround the regulations, because essentially the store isn't doing the work. The store's not pre-rolling cigarettes and selling you pre-rolled cigarettes. They're allowing you to use a professional kind of high-grade machine that can do the rolling for you.
In a way, it's almost like a Costco, it seems like, where, Costco sells in bulk and they are able to have prices be kept down because they don't have fancy, things in the stores, et cetera. So I don't see how, and I suppose you're going to tell me from the article, how the cigarette industry is now objecting to this lawfully.
Well, the existence of roll your own is something that is a threat to people like Philip Morris.
Correct, but what is their argument against this?
I don't think they're going to come. I don't know if they're going to come straight out and comment against this. I think they more likely just quietly support legislation like this. So the cigarette industry probably has no interest in answering a phone call from a reporter on this particular topic because, they don't want to tip their hand.
Right.
It's pretty clear that the federal government in this case is working on behalf of that particular industry because the cigarette companies have way more money. And so they can more effectively lobby the politicians, whereas these roll-your-own companies are just trying to, make ends meet. They're just trying to work, make it work.
I noticed last time I was here that you had a glug, 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 glug little, sound thing. Do you have a God bless America?
I don't. I definitely don't. So this is, let me get a little more of what's going on here from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. A tiny amendment buried in the federal transportation bill to be signed today by Barack Obama. I guess there's a small chance he won't sign it. I've yet to validate whether or not this thing has signed, but the headlines make it look like this is a done deal. They're going to be putting roll-your-own cigarette operations out of business nationwide at midnight tonight.
What?
Robert Vison, with his brother and other partners, own 9 Sin City cigarette factory locations in southern Nevada, including 6 in Vegas and 1 in Hawaii. He said, when the bill's signed, their only choice is to turn off their 20 RYO filling station machines and lay off more than 40 employees.
Not to mention hurt all those poor people that have been put in a situation where they're addicted to cigarettes and they need roll your own. We're in a place where we sell stuff for that, and people depend on this. They depend on being able to roll their own cigarettes to avoid the prices because the taxes are just so insane on cigarettes.
Right.
I mean, my first reaction is, I quit smoking. I don't, 4 months ago. Thank you. Almost today, actually. And I did it cold turkey without e-cigarettes or nicotine patches and gums and things. And so it's like, okay, well, if I can do it after smoking for 30 years, my first inclination is, well, if they can't afford it, then they should quit. However, that's really not the point. It's more a question of these businesses that are providing a service for which people are willing to trade, barter, compensate, pay in some way for that service is being interfered with by the government on behalf of corporate interests, where they're all too happy to have the freedoms that they want within to conduct their business. But instead of doing so fairly and in a competitive manner, they are trying to seek an unfair advantage, and the United States government endorses, supports, and condones that at the taxpayer's expense.
Well, it's not just that, but I see people that roll your own as, you, Michelle, talk about trying to avoid paying taxes. That's what roll your own people are doing. They're avoiding paying the state tax money, for their own benefit so it's not so expensive, but the taxes on pipe tobacco, which is typically what people use to roll their own, are much lower. It's just a little strange thing with the legislation that
it was kind of a loophole,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so people were exploiting that loophole to avoid the high fees that go along with smoking. And, I could see why the government would want to snuff it out because they don't like that. They're trying to close the loophole. But it's becoming a big thing. I remember when I started rolling my own, and it blew my mind that you could even do this. It's like,
is that your preference?
That is my preference. I mean, I don't,
because some people say it's not as good. Like the cigarettes aren't as good when you roll your own. Is it just that they're picking the wrong tobacco?
Maybe the consistency of rolling or something.
Well, it's not what it really did was it showed me how cheap it really is to make cigarettes.
Mm.
Like people from people from big cities where they pay like $15 for a pack of cigarettes sometimes, depending on what brand you buy, they think that cigarettes are just that expensive to make, I guess, because it blows their mind when they come to New Hampshire and it's a lot less, I guess. But no, way less. It's like 3 cents a cigarette, 7 cents
sure.
a cigarette, something like that.
Yeah, when you're buying product in bulk, the cost always comes down. But then again, the taxes are a real big wild card in this situation. They can be changed at any time, and they were recently jacked up significantly. I'll tell you more about these folks and who these people are that invested money in an operation that, like you were saying, Michelle, they're serving their customers. And now all of a sudden, because of some legislative change, and by the way, I'm getting news that apparently this bill did pass, so this is going into effect tonight at midnight, that these people are going to be seriously regulated. We'll tell you how here in a moment. They're just not going to be able to stay in business. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign. for the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey,
who do you think you are?
Excuse me. There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make. Wait, let's go. Now.
Wait a minute.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you. In fact, you can go to the mobile site if you've got a smartphone and you'd like to get quick access to our live streams and the software that you'll need if you don't already have it to tune into those live streams. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's M as in mobile. .freetalklive.com. It's all free there, of course. Now then, you, of course, can join us in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you love liberty, that is. If you don't, then, well, disregard this message. But if you do love liberty and you understand what it means to be free, that you have to allow others to be free in order to be free yourself, and not only just allow them, but also stand up for the freedom of others. If you're willing to make that stand in a peaceful way, then this is the movement for you. And you can go to freestateproject.org. And I say this because the three ladies, or the two ladies here, and myself, I have not become a lady because of your presence. But that would be interesting. We're all here because of the Free State Project. That's the reason we're sitting in the studio together. That's the it's the reason we know one another, and I'm so grateful for it because it's been so much fun so far.
It has.
And there's a lot more to come and a whole lot more people, too, because over 12,000 or nearly 12,000 people and over 1,000 people are...
Is it up to 12,000 now?
It's almost.
Signed?
It's almost.
You know, someone was asking me the other day about what it's like, how the Free State Project is going, what it's like... And thinking about this question really made
me... from back home, or...
No, it was actually someone that I was... someone who makes videos online, and mm-hmm. I was complimenting her on her videos, and she asked me what it was like, and opportunity is, like, the main word that comes to mind. All this opportunity for doing activism, doing media, doing civil disobedience, or inside-the-system stuff. It's mm-hmm. just, you can do anything... You know, any kind of activism you can think of here, and you'll have people behind you supporting you.
Unless it's just the most dangerous, crazy stuff. There's a community here.
Or if it's like something violent or something. You know,
violence, it doesn't seem to fly in this particular community. I don't know what it would do out in other areas of New Hampshire. I'm not on the pulse of the activist scene there, but around here it just doesn't fly.
There was actually some physical violence within our community recently. Since Porkfest, actually.
Oh.
There was someone who's been on the outs of the community and...
I heard there was a fight.
Yeah. And someone had challenged him basically to a duel of sorts, not to the death or anything.
It was a consensual duel, which
was
kind of cool.
It was. It was, yes.
Is there video?
I don't know.
No, there's no video. I wanted to know, so I asked if there's video, and unfortunately there was not. I think.
How could there be a consensual fight in the Liberty community and nobody got video of it? It seems unbelievable.
Was the group up north. They're kind of low-key, I guess.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Well, I certainly don't support fighting. I don't think it solves any problems. I doubt that...
There were options given. One was to have a public trial
mm-hmm.
where each party could express their grievance.
Okay.
And then they were given the opportunity to do that. And or wrestling or some other form of, physical... challenge.
Manly thing.
Yes. Sort
of. I think this is kind of an interesting concept because that's part of...
What, consensual fighting?
Like dueling and stuff. Like, this sort of thing appeals to a lot of men. I think that it's something you can do consensually. I think that, like boxing and stuff like that. I mean,
I find it all pretty barbaric myself.
That's a sport. But, yeah, and it's not going to solve your problem unless your problem is just, man, I just want to beat the crap out of this guy or whatever.
And I guess there are guys that are like that. That they're just, that's how they solve problems. Okay, yes, and ladies as well.
Don't you think it's kind of like an instinctual thing? Like if you look at like the animal in us, that there's something about us that just makes us want to, go at it.
Yep.
But the more sophisticated side obviously says we should just talk it out. But there's something to be said for dueling, I think.
I think that there is something to be said for the, the animal instinct that humans clearly still have. But I think
must rise above.
Right. I think that in most of those instances, it's usually, obviously, eating is a good thing and mm-hmm. other things, sleeping. But fighting, we can cut that out of our relationships.
We have a neocortex. We get choice. We're different from animals. Yes,
right.
we can.
We can resist those urges, and I think it's worthy of attempting to.
Yeah.
So all that as an aside, we can get back here in a little bit into the roll your own cigarettes story. But first, go to the phones and your thoughts. Andrew's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Michelle.
Hey, guys. It's great to be on. The reason I'm calling tonight is I have a question, and I guess I can relay my opinion about the non-aggression principle and dangerous behavior. My opinion is that dangerous behavior at a certain point violates the non-aggression principle, and I'm calling to kind of get your opinion on that matter because I know there were actually some issues at Porkfest with drunk driving, and my opinion is that impaired driving, once it reaches a certain point, which is probably best determined by the marketplace, but, in the current state, it's enforced by the government, but dangerous behavior when it comes to a certain point, in my opinion, unless it's consented upon, violates the non-aggression principle, and I was wondering if you guys have an opinion on that.
Well, Rogers Campground is also private property, so it adds a whole other dimension to this. If you want to talk about drunk driving on the government roads, I think there is like a... I mean, it's definitely irresponsible. The roads are dangerous enough. I don't need to worry about drunk drivers, too. But as far as private roads go, Rogers does have a policy about driving on its roads, and you're not supposed to be doing it drunk. And so, yeah, it is an act of aggression.
So, yeah, in that case, you're flagrantly violating the rules of a private property owner. But if there weren't rules about drinking and driving, in theory, it should be legal on private property, right? Like, I mean, I think that if it's your property and you want to go and tool up and pound down the
gears,
and you've got a big dirt track that you want to go on and just woo!
How does that go again, Ian?
Woo! Like that. You should absolutely be able to do that, and nobody should be able to tell you anything about it.
Right.
But in the case of other people being around, campers, for instance, being around, that's a policy that makes sense to not have people driving through the park. On the other hand, how do you really enforce it? In this case, the individual who was driving drunk, people knew he was driving drunk because he was obviously, you know, revealing that to folks. Had he been maybe more of a subtle drunk, maybe no one would have had any idea what.
But the community took care of it, though. They didn't call the police to resolve this. People, I guess, boxed him in, and he's been, you know, addressed by several different members of different areas within our community here in New Hampshire. But I think the caller, I don't know that you're just specifying private property. I would say that you ought to be able to drink and drive on public roads as well.
And
I think we talked about this last week. Maybe you'll drive 10 miles an hour with one hand over your eye like this. But the fact is, whether or not you're drunk or you're sober and you cause injury to another person, then you are supposed to provide remedy. That would be what would be just. So it really shouldn't make a difference whether you're drunk or sober.
Well, right. What makes a difference to me is whether or not somebody is driving dangerously. Is that person putting somebody else at risk in with their whatever their current driving habits are? I don't care if they're falling asleep at the wheel or drunk at the wheel or whatever their issue is, if they're swerving all over the road or somehow putting others in danger. I think that should be the issue. But Andrew, your thoughts are welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, my question is, at what element or at what point, who determines what is dangerous behavior? Because obviously every human behavior has some element of risk.
Well, I would say that would be the private property owner ultimately decides what he considers to be dangerous behavior. So, for instance, if I've got a pool, I will determine whether or not I want people running around the pool.
But we all need to determine that. If I see someone waving a gun and they're drunk, I'm going to get out of there as far away as I can.
Hey, thank you, Andrew, for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. You are welcome to bring yours up, whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-855-450-3733. SACL CAI. You can utilize their services to get your collections done with respect and hopefully keep your customers down the line so you can, you can both continue doing business with one another. SACL CAI can handle that, as well as some other great stuff like early out billing and other things I just don't understand because I've never, thankfully, had to do collections. It sounds awful. Imagine having to do this yourself. Well, or maybe you already know what it's like to do it yourself. Well, forget about it. Don't you want to focus on your business? I'd rather do radio than do collections. That's why I got into radio, to do radio.
I hate having to chase down money.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's a pain. But luckily, some people don't mind doing it.
Yes, and I'm happy to pay them to hunt, you know, chase it down.
Right, so get in touch with SACL CAI. They have a banner, and it is at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. So where you go to freetalklive.com, look over on the right-hand side, top banner right there, SACL CAI. So we go to the phones here, to the fun, and we'll continue, by the way, with the latest on the roll-your-own cigarette stores. Probably going out of business tonight at midnight. Matt is on the line first, though, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Michelle. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Ian, Allie, and Michelle. How are you guys tonight?
Hello.
Great. Super. What's on your mind?
There's an interesting story coming out of Illinois. This is on Dr. Mercola's website.
And, I like Dr. Mercola.
Yeah, and he's wrote a story about an Illinois beekeeper who had his beehives stolen in the middle of the night by the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Oh, boy.
And they came onto his property at a time when nobody was on his property for some reason. He was on vacation or whatever. That's not clearly explained. And
it's always a good time to steal things from a piece of property is when the property owner has gone away on vacation.
Right. And he took his a very important beehive, and they accused him of having a bees that had a disease they called foul brood. And he says his bees did not have that disease, and he could have proved it, but they took his bees
before. But he didn't have the chance.
Yes, and one of the interesting things about this beehive is that he had been doing research for 15 years and has shown that Monsanto's Roundup has been causing colony collapse disorder using his bees as a sample. And these bees.
So by raiding this particular man's beehives, they've essentially shuttered a scientific project that could have threatened corporate America, which of course is what government is most beholden to, as we know it.
That is correct. That's the basic gist of the story. And I thought it was interesting. I know that Mark has bees, or at one time had bees. I don't know if he still has them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he might find this particularly interesting.
He might, but he's not on the show on Friday nights. But I still find it interesting, and I think it's really convenient how they've taken a man out, basically destroyed his experiment. And now what's going to happen? I mean, these bees are not going to likely be kept waiting for him. I mean, what have they done with the bees? Do you have any idea?
That is something that he is trying to find out. That's one of the big questions he's asking, because one of the things he was doing with this particular beehive was he felt that this beehive, the queen bee, may have developed a genetic tolerance to the Roundup, and he was trying to make baby queens that he could make into new colonies that would have a resistance to this Roundup.
Interesting. Hey, Matt, thanks for sharing that story, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. These guys don't care about going in and ruining your life or destroying your business. It doesn't cost them anything, or at least that's not how they see it. In this case, it could have cost maybe a really amazing scientific development that, of course, they don't have any concept for, these people that did the raid. They're just
bugs. But Roundup's Monsanto. I would think that no, they don't want, they're going to protect their interests.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I would think that a colony of bees would be something very fragile to maintain and have to move, so it's kind of scary to think that, the government comes in and takes it away, and I wouldn't expect the bees to still be, alive or in the same condition when I got them back. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't really want them back.
Yeah, normally if they steal, a horse from somebody, they'll probably take that horse to another paddock somewhere and they'll be taken care of to some extent while the trial is being played out. But how likely are the government bureaucrats to treat bees in the same way that they would treat, say, a dog or a horse, another cute animal?
Well, think of how they treat people's children when they take them away from their parents. I mean, they don't have a good record of treating people's kids very well. So yeah. I wouldn't think they'd care about bees.
And did he say that these were honeybees? I did not catch what...
I didn't catch that.
Okay. Well, honeybees, it's said that without honeybees that we would, humanity would live for 4 years.
Wow.
Right. That's the importance of them. And they provide the flavor and fruit and
How do they know that? I wonder. I mean, I'm not expecting you to necessarily know, but I'm curious.
How do they know?
When I hear stuff like that, I'm like, how do they know? But
that humanity would last 4 years, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I could see someone saying we would be much worse off without this species, but to say, to put a number on it is kind of strange to me.
It's a pretty wild claim, for sure. I'd be curious to find that out as well.
Right. So, in any case, fruit and vegetables need pollination, and So my point about the importance of this experiment is if they can find a bee that is immune and resistant to the Roundup, then they're not going to be perishing the way they have been, and there's been a serious decline in the bee populations.
All right. And actually, you would think Monsanto would support finding a bee that's immune to Roundup. That would be something that they would likely appreciate.
Where are the conspiracists tonight?
But
Come on now.
No, please. Stay right where you are. Well, we do have open phones. You can call in if you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you know a little bit more about bees. You're welcome to comment on this particular issue. But also, they put this guy's bee operation out of business. And they've also been, or just tonight at midnight, they're going to be putting out of business the roll-your-own filling stations. Roll-your-own as in roll-your-own tobacco. These are companies that have started up with the idea of serving customers customers who don't want to pay these outrageous taxes on cigarettes and rolling tobacco and cigars, folks who would like to save some money. People who, you know, they're not going to quit their habit. You can keep raising taxes, and that's not necessarily going to mean they're going to stop smoking. But they do want to get a better deal, because if you can spend less money on cigarettes, you can spend more money on food, or you can spend more money on, you know, whatever else it is that's important in your life.
Posted today is a little blurb on the FDA saying advocates, they want to do e-cigarettes as well. They'd like
to make them.
So in some places they're illegal, and the critics,
Boston, I believe, has prohibited their sale.
Oh, really? Claiming that they contain chemicals that are toxic and could cause cancer, which
they don't know.
Right. So,
they don't have the same chemicals that the cigarettes do, that the actual smokable cigarettes do.
So this legislation, I guess, is more directed at people that have those machines that basically do all the work for you, right?
Yeah, like, these are essentially $30,000 or $33,000 machines. So this is not your...
At least people can still, like, take it home and do it themselves, but it takes so long that it's almost not worth...
Right.
Like it's expensive when you factor in the labor that goes into rolling your own. So these machines are still very cost effective compared to cigarettes.
And they can crank out the cigarettes, by the way. According to the Sun-Times, which also did a piece on this, so there's one from Vegas and then another one from Chicago. The Sun-Times piece says that the machines allow customers to pick their own tobacco, pour it into a device that can then roll the tobacco into a carton or approximately 200 cigarettes within minutes. So I've seen people hand-rolling cigarettes before or with one of those machines, and that is a time-consuming process. But this amazing machine, this contraption here, $33,000 contraption, will do it in minutes. And, of course, you know, not the average person can't afford one of these things. So that's why these stores have started up, to allow people to essentially rent them for a few minutes and make their own cigarettes. And the feds are going to put them out of business. We'll tell you more coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15,96.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,36.69, $18,35 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,36.69, $18,35, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you would like, you can support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Amazon through the links provided to you there, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So you still get the same stuff you're looking for. It's still the same Amazon experience with this huge selection you're used to, the free Super Saver shipping, the great prices, everything you're used to about Amazon. It's the same. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale, basically. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And I guess it looks like as of midnight tonight, you will not be able to continue shopping at the various different roll-your-own cigarette stores, as they are going to be going out of business. According to owners of these locations in articles both at the Chicago Sun-Times and in the the Las Vegas Review-Journal, these business owners basically can't afford to deal with the new regulations, which have just been signed into law today, in a transportation bill. It's a federal highway bill that actually has a section that redefines tobacco manufacturers as to include any business with a roll-your-own cigarette machine and then taxes those products, that is, the cigarettes that are utilized or that are made from the roll-your-own tobacco machine. They tax them at the same rate as packaged smokes.
Why do they even give names to the legislation as if it's, like, all related? Yeah. Why don't they just say, another heap of legislation?
Right. Here's a bunch of crap. Because that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they are just destroying people's lives. Marcia Smith of Lake County decided after the state tax increase, they're talking about Illinois here, that she should move her smokes and such tobacco shops in Skokie and Gurnee over to Wisconsin, where taxes on rolled cigarettes are lower. And she says if Obama signs this law, which he's done, she said she will shut her doors because the machines are pretty expensive. And essentially, they're going to be jacking up the regulations on these people. You're going to have to get a license to be a manufacturer. It's not just that all of a sudden, once this legislation goes into effect at midnight, it's not going to be that all of a sudden you're a manufacturer and subject to new regulations. It's no, you're now subject to these regulations. You need to apply for a license.
You need a permit, and that's going to cost you money.
Mm-hmm. So you will essentially have to have the same as a store, right, as a storefront. Somebody renting out a little, you know, hovel in a strip mall somewhere. Mm-hmm. You will have to have the same license as will the manufacturing facilities of R.J. Reynolds. So what do you think the cost, what do you think the cost comparison is going to be there? Because it's going to be the same price, right? So R.J. Reynolds, when they apply for one of these licenses, it's no big deal. They can afford it. They've got the money, no problem. I mean, they've got all kinds of high-powered attorneys and everything. They need a license for it to build a new manufacturing facility.
It's such a small percentage of their cost of doing business relative to a mom-and-pop place, you know?
Exactly. So, this is absolutely outrageous, and it's going to kill businesses. In fact, the guys in Vegas are saying that they'll stay open for about another week to sell tubes and tobacco just to get through our inventory, but without the use of the roll-your-own machines, we won't be staying open. These guys have 9 of these, what they call the Sin City Cigarette Factory locations in southern Nevada. So they're going to be firing
$270,000 in equipment?
At least. I mean, that doesn't include whatever renovations they've made to their storefronts.
Wow. Right.
That.
Just that machinery.
But,
yeah.
Guys, Obama's going to make up for it because, he's got this bill. He's going to create like 1 billion jobs. So it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Actually, I haven't heard about this bill yet, so maybe you can tell us about all of its amazing factors here in a little bit. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind as well. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, I believe we have Cindy on the line in Atlanta. Cindy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle and Allie.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Cindy. Great.
Yeah,
what's
I was
mind?
Calling to say we cannot blame Obama for the high unemployment in the African American community.
No, I agree. You can't blame.
The reason I say that is we need to blame the court system, because anytime an African American do anything from 8 years old to 20, they putting a felon on them.
Yes.
And felon means a lot of jobs can't have felons. They can't get screened.
Yeah, they won't even be looked at. They won't even be considered.
They can't get anything.
The justice system.
We need to start marching on these courts or changing laws in the courts. Well, even if you fight now, that's a felon in the African community.
It's ruining people's lives all over the place. I mean, not just people in the African-American community, but just people, period. And certainly people of a more lesser means persuasion, people that don't have as much money. Poor people are definitely targeted more so than rich people when it comes to enforcing things like the war on drugs, for instance.
Well, what I notice about the African-American community, when it's Caucasian, if five guys do something, they only get the one who actually did it. In African American community, they get, if you got 10 guys, they charge 10 guys with the same crime.
Oh,
and
I totally believe it. I mean, you're calling from the deep south.
So it's not equally fair.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. I mean, I'm originally from the South myself, and you're calling from Atlanta here tonight.
Yes.
And I don't know if things are different in the North, but it certainly is not uncommon for, you know, some redneck cops to target black people and also Hispanics that are, you know, just if you're driving while black, it's a dangerous activity. So I totally understand where you're coming from. I just wish that I believed that there was any change coming on the horizon for this. I mean, I wish that we could see some sort of revolutionary change coming that will end the war on drugs and make it so that we can free these men from sitting in prison cells. And hopefully, because, you know, yeah, it's going to be tough to get a job when you have a felony, but it's even tougher when you're sitting in a prison cell. And to set these people free, I don't see it happening anytime soon, because these politicians, they just don't have any compassion. They don't care about what's happening to these human beings. And
like
I wish I was more optimistic.
In the African American community, the Klansmen gave up their hoods for the suits and the judgeship, doctors.
Ma'am, could I ask you now? Did you back
right
4 years ago when during the presidential election, did you find yourself voting for Obama because he was black?
Because he was black.
Yes.
Well,
were you
predisposed
to vote for?
Okay, but I don't have to vote for white guys because they was white. And so, but he still was tough when some of the other black kids and all them ran. No, we didn't vote for him.
Right.
So it's what they say, how they're going to help the African community.
Okay, that's a really good point.
American community. We don't just vote because it was a lot of African American voted for Hillary.
I'm actually surprised you asked that question, Michelle.
Well, no, because I was going to lead into something else. So I was because I didn't know if she voted for anyone, but there were people, she's mentioning African-American and she keeps referring, I like to think, I want to see liberty for all people, and my kids are half Egyptian, and I like to say that we're of the human race, not the African American or the Asian or whatever.
Now, granted, I'm stressing on African American because I am an African American, and I see how we are being treated.
Yes,
and especially black males.
There's a 1 in 3 chance.
Black guys something to make them violent so they can put them in prison. But if someone out there could come and catch the ones that have did crime and see if somebody give them something to make them violent. Because in our country, we wasn't just go and shoot each other, shoot people.
Cindy, I think the war on drugs certainly. I think the war on drugs and drugs being prohibited certainly leads to more violence. And I want to thank you for the call tonight, Allie. I think you.
I don't even think it's just the war on drugs, though. I think this whole segregation, like a lot of the things that progressives or liberals would consider to be legislation that's going to help minorities, a lot of that sort of legislation that's been passed in the past has been really meant to sort of bring minorities, like put them in their place to make sure that they never have to compete with the white man.
That's what Cindy was basically saying when she pointed out that the Klansmen left the robes behind and the hoods, and they picked up suits, and they became the government if they weren't already the time.
So she started out by saying, or whatever.
She kept saying that we need to march and do this activism on the courts in order to change the law, and she mentioned from the inside. So I wanted to get to, you know, who she voted for, and ask if she was happy with the response and what has been done, or whether or not she's disappointed from that demographic.
855-450-FREE. I think it kind of ended up being a discussion about race, and I agree with you, Michelle, that we're all humans and we should just be individuals and be seen that way, but unfortunately a racist cop isn't going to think like that, and there's no doubt that black men are targeted more so than anybody else, and that's really something.
Like 1 in 3 has a chance of a felony.
There's more coming up here. Hour 2 is next. You take control.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, ccrane.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.